All right. Well, we've gone from the Thrive Wellness Center in Trumbull to another important guest representing the community of Trumbull. Chris Gombos is on the line. He's trying to raise money and awareness for an adaptive BMX racing program. They've got a rider with extreme low vision challenges and also welcomes kids into the program with special needs, neurodivergence, and other issues. And his goal is to really pave access to the area that he is developing there as a bike track in Trumbull. So we're going to talk to him all about that right after we invite you to a really cool event happening down in Greenwich. Mark your calendars. That's right. October 2nd's the day. Greenwich Library is providing another very special opportunity to experience the power, beauty, and energy of famed modern dance company Ailey 2, the universally renowned company that merges the spirit and energy of early career dance talent with creative vision and today's outstanding and emerging choreographers. They'll be the featured performing arts program for the Greenwich Library's 2026 opening night celebration, as you heard, Friday, October 2nd in the Berkeley Theater. The evening begins with a 7 p.m. performance, followed by a cocktail party and celebratory grazing dinner at 8:30 in the library's reading room. This event always sells out, and that's why we're telling you about it so early. Reserve your tickets today. GreenwichLibrary.org is the place to do it. All right. Chris and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air. I'm going to be kind and keep the questions moving slowly. He's been out doing work all night in the humdrum and unexciting world of being a stuntman. That's fantastic. Chris, I just need 60 seconds of backstory here on that, because I don't know if we ever had a stuntman on the program in 33 years.
No, that's great. Yeah, I'm a professional stunt performer based out of New York City. Work on pretty much every film and TV show that is done in New York. I've worked on something I've had it was a dream as a kid, and then finally in the late 90s, the tax incentives came to New York, and the work really expanded. So I was able to make it happen. But I've always had a passion for acting and stuff growing up. I did a few things as a kid, did one commercial actually riding my BMX bike. I think I was like 14.
Wow.
It was just a Subaru commercial that they needed some riders for at the track. And, so kind of got my start there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So now do you have we're going to need a bigger boat moment equivalent in the stunt world? I mean, is there one stunt or at least one film or piece of visual media where you contributed a real high profile stunt?
I did. So I doubled Will Ferrell on a movie called Drunk Parents, and I did a full head to toe body burn. The scene is he's siphoning gas. He's a homeless guy siphoning gas, drops a cigarette into the pool of gas and just gets torched.
Oh, okay.
So I did that. Yeah. So, that was the one, that was the biggie. And then, I was fortunate enough to double, Clancy Brown on The Penguin, the HBO series that last year. And we were nominated for an Emmy for a fight scene.
Oh, wow. So that's fantastic.
Nominated for the,
great work.
Unfortunately, we didn't win, but the guys that won were fantastic too. Yeah. But
if we could give awards out for being awesome to young people that are often sadly stigmatized, marginalized, and don't always have access to really cool things like BMX racing, I imagine often envision themselves on the sidelines. So when you actually put them on that bike and gear them up, I have to think it is a life changing moment for each of them.
It's amazing. And I tell you what, if there was an award for that, I'd trade everything I've ever done to have an award for giving. You know, I've always said everyone deserves a childhood.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what's going on in your life, you know, children don't choose to be where they are. They are brought into where they are. So we need to do whatever we can to do to make them as happy as possible and give them the opportunities that when they get older, they can choose their path in life. So for me, it's always been a BMX bike. It's something I've done since I was a little kid. I've raced since 1978 when they opened the first track in Wilton. And it was my escape, you know, being able to ride across town to meet my friends and do whatever. And, you know, not like I won't say I had a bad home life, but it was not the easiest. But getting on my bike, that was the thing. And then for me to be able to maybe do what a bike did for me for just one kid is... that's what I want to do.
But you've also navigated the wild ride of establishing a 501c3.
Yes. And I have to thank my friend Jeremy Parkins for that. He came to help us at the track. His kid was riding, and I took over the track when it was kind of in flux, where the old track operators, you know, they had their families were moving on from racing, their work schedules were changing, they weren't able to be there, and I had been racing and helping out, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. All I was doing at the time, I was helping work on the track, and I was helping with the beginners, teach the beginner kids, and then racing myself. I'm like, over the winter, I was like, I'll learn the computer system. I'll figure it out. And I've got a great friend of mine, Matt Soom, his kids race, and he's, you know, a plumber and a contractor by trade. So anything that goes wrong or a new vision I have of something that I'm not capable of, he can do it. So, you know, he's really my right hand there. So we get it done.
So this is the foundation fighting blindness.
Yeah. So basically with that, so I met Mike Tubiak, he's the low vision rider we talked about.
Yep.
And he's amazing. I mean, he's what an athlete he is. And he rode BMX growing up. And then one of his friends and kids raced. So he's like, I want to try this. And he called me up. He said, I don't know if he called other tracks, and everybody was like, kind of like, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, man, go whatever you want to try. Tell me what I got to do. So what we did when he first came is he brought his friend who does his guide on his road rides and his running races and stuff. And he put the high visibility vest on. They just coasted around in front of him. So I was like, what do we need to do for? He goes, well, visual markers to let me know, because he sees extreme tunnel vision, but he can see shadows, and he can kind of tell when there's grade changes if we, you know, put some markings. So we went in the turns. We put big bright orange arrows right around about the bottom third of the turn, a nice safe place for him to come through the turn. And then up over the jumps, we right at the sort of at the bottom of the jump where it's starting, and then the peak of the jump, we would make other arrows. So he can kind of say, okay, well, here's the bottom jump, there's the top. He knows he has to get ready for it.
Wow.
And it's amazing. He went from taking him like a minute and a half to get around the track to under a minute. And I will say that under a minute around the track, a lot of just fully sighted novices come through and barely go any faster than he does. And
it's challenging for accomplished riders.
And for him, like I spoke to him yesterday because I want to get a little background on him. And he's just like, for him, because he can't drive anymore because he's, you know, he's legally blind.
Right.
For him to get on a bike and move, it's like it's giving him so much life back.
Yeah.
And then his goal is to, you know, for one thing, for him, because he can't drive, we were working on trying to figure out how we can start something to where, you know, if people remember this foundation, they can get Uber rides to events, because there's other people that can need that too, that just can't drive for a reason, that want to get to an athletic event or even to a movie or something where there can be a fund where this person that's homebound, not because they can't walk, can't do whatever, but they just can't get a ride, have a fund where they can have an Uber account, say, you know, get them out. Like,
right.
We don't want anybody stuck at home. The money's out there. It's just finding it and for the right reasons.
And it sounds like you're really creatively applying that philanthropy, for the best possible outcome for each user or each beneficiary,
absolutely.
If you will. In regards to, I just don't want time to burn, we jam this July 27th. You know, here we are. This is playing on the 19th. That event is looming. So this is a great way for anybody who's listening to show up and get the full immersion experience.
Yeah, please. I will also on the TrumbullBMX.com website, I will put his flyer there with the information. So if anybody doesn't get a chance to hear everything we're saying, they can at least look there on our website, see it. Because what he's going to do, he's setting up a race, because we have a big national at the track. And a couple of friends who he's made through racing who are low vision from outside, you know, they're from other parts of the country are coming in. So the day after, we're doing an event for them. And one really cool thing that he's doing is he's I wish I knew the young man's name, a kid from another track in Meriden, raised some money to help his track make some improvements, but he's also taking a portion of that money to give to Mike to buy a pair of these glasses that people can mimic his condition.
Oh.
So I can put on the glasses, mimic his condition, and try to navigate the track.
That's great.
We want to do that. Yeah, and a big thing is because he's met so many people through all his different events that there are so many people that are low vision that could come out and do this if the tracks are set up right. So we can, you know, I'm going to try to work with USA BMX about saying, like, this is what a track needs. It needs this type of painting. It needs to have a smooth.
Create a template that can be replicated for riders like this all over the place. You also, when we connected for the first time, indicated that, as I said in the intro, this is a wonderful opportunity for kids with alternate abilities and neurodivergent individuals.
Absolutely.
As well. This is not for just low vision riders.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like speaking to Mike, if the track is set up for somebody with low vision, that means it's set up for everybody, because that means everything's got to be perfectly smooth outside from the finish line back up to the starting, the super bright LED lights for night riding. So if everything is set up for low vision, then it's set up for everybody, because all the parts are made smooth. And then, so if somebody, you know, we have another dad who's in a wheelchair, and he just raised money this winter to get, an electric mountain bike, you know, a four-wheel mountain bike that he can go trail riding with his kids.
Nice.
Well, these companies will develop a bike and make something that'll have the clearance to be able to work on the BMX track.
Wow.
And we just put in three brand new concrete turns. And what we did is that when you come on the inside of the turns, we made the first 5 feet around the turn very flat, so that if somebody's coming through and they don't really have the skills, or they're a little afraid, they don't have to go up on the big bang turn.
Right.
So they can come down. Or if, like, you know, we have, they make the push carts. There's a couple of kids I see that are the Modus wheelchairs they make. It's so they can be pushed. So if a kid has MS, we can just push them around the track.
Or other mobility issues, right.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a thrill ride coming up and down these jumps. And get them out there. They're not one of us.
Great.
They're one of the other kids. They're out there with everybody else.
So now, in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, let us know how to get involved, you know, website, date of the event, how people get to you, and then we'll say farewell for now.
Yes. So our website is www.trumbullbmx.com. And what I will do is I'll go today and I will add all this information to the front page, adaptive program here. Check it out. Yeah. So
the event's on. Yep. Go ahead. Sorry.
July 27th, Monday night. And we're going to do this. They're going to have a race between all the low vision guys, plus some of us in there, and just show everybody that it can be done. And that's the important thing is, you know, if there's somebody out there that, you know, like he said, he's homebound. So they're going to see this and like, come on out and do it. Like we have, like the town of Trumbull has been amazing. They give us this piece of property, and our normal race program for regular kids is two nights a week plus a practice. But this track is here 24/7. So I want it to be able to, you know, I want to set up the facilities so that if there's a low vision racing group, they can come in, use the track. It's all set.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's kids, like we have a few kids with autism, and it's great because they can be by themselves and they can ride, and they can be as comfortable they want because it's a big, wide open space.
Mm-hmm. And what's the location? Location of the track?
It's 370 Indian Ledge Park Road in Trumbull, Connecticut, and it's in Indian Ledge Park. We're at the top of the hill.
Oh, yes, good. Okay.
Yeah, it's a fantastic facility. The town has been amazing to us,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately, we're not a town program.
Right.
But for me, just having this piece of property to use is unreal.
That's great.
And they help us out with materials for building and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a great partnership.
Chris Gombo's talking with us this morning, as you hear, very, very passionate about opening up BMX racing and experiences to individuals with low vision, neurodivergent diagnoses, special abilities, other adaptive needs, mobility issues, doing miracle work there in Trumbull. We thank you so much, and do come out to support the organization on July 27th. Check out his website for more information. Chris, great job. Thank you so much.